You've got to tune to KEXP, listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle, and you can find us online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. I'm down in the KEXP studios with Lower Dens. How are you guys doing this morning?
Excellent.
Great.
It's bright and early, and you're sounding incredible. You want to start us off with a couple tunes?
Yes.
Take it away.
Thank you.
Lower Dens live in the KEXP studios, a new album, Escape from Evil. Excited to have them here today. And you got another one?
We do.
I feel and understand the way I feel.
That sounds great. We're live in the studios with Lower Dens and songs from the new album, Escape from Evil. And thank you again. It's so great to have you here this morning.
It's really great to be here. Thank you for having us.
We absolutely love the new record. It's so gorgeous. I know that your last record, I had heard that you, by necessity, I'm assuming, had to write most of that while you were on the road. And I read somewhere that this album started maybe as long as three years ago. So I'm curious what the process was for putting this new record together.
Well, we started writing at home. Jeff was living in Berlin with his wife, and he came back to Baltimore, and we rented a space and started working on the record. We did that a couple times, like two-week sessions of writing, and then those were really difficult for various reasons. So we kind of put the record and the group like on hold just to kind of get our bearings personally, and I worked on stuff. I sent them files, and then we got back together eventually, like a year later, to start developing them as a group and then put them together in bits and pieces. It was like, it was partly just the, you know, it was like the time that we had and the resources that we had were hard to gather. So we did what we could, and it took us a while, but we stuck to it because we all believed in the material a lot. So
you mentioned that it was hard at times. Was the process a happy process?
Kind of by force of will, it was a happy process. It was it was like a cathartic process eventually, if that makes sense.
It does. And your albums, your two previous albums, so beautiful. They're very dark and stormy albums, and I feel like the lyrics on this record are very weighty, but there's a lightheartedness to the music, and that seems like a shift for the band. So when you talk what you just said, if that made any sense, where, you know, that it did end up being a happy process, does that work its way into the sound of the record?
Yeah, definitely. I think there was definitely like a conscious shift. You know, Jeff and I have been in this band together since we started it, and we've been through a lot of things together. And after the initial writing, Jeff and I got together and talked about how we wanted this record to be like not lightweight, but fun for us to play. We wanted it to be something that felt good for us to play, because, you know, we haven't always had that intention, and so we haven't always felt good when we're playing music, but we put a lot of effort into that, into the lyrics and into the songs.
It's great to hear that the music is fun to play, and I have actually noticed, as a front person, you seem to be more front and center with the band and having more fun with it. What has made you want to kind of move out front and, I would say, be a show person more than you had been maybe before, letting the music just speak for itself?
Well, it's a part and parcel with the other things that I mentioned, and also just this group is really, really fun to play with. These are really good musicians, and it's like I just kind of can't help myself but jump around a lot. It's really fun. I feel lucky every day that I get to play with them. So.
Well, I can't help myself jumping around to it and having fun just listening to it. Jeff, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say it's fun for us too. To see Jana, kind of, you know,
being,
I don't know,
a pinball on stage.
Yeah, being a pinball on stage. Sometimes she crashes into us. You never really know what's going to happen. It's fun.
It is fun to watch you do that. I think I remember reading that, was it for Nootropics, that you kind of hunkered down and spent, was it a month recording the record was it Michigan?
It was in
Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Benton Harbor, Michigan is where we recorded Nootropics. Yeah. And then there was also thinking of a writing session. Yeah, there's a couple of times where we've kind of like either all of us or me by myself have gone off to spend some alone time with the work.
This sounds like a different process, though. It sounds like you've recorded this all over. You were in L.A. and with John Congleton in Texas, and you worked with Chris Cody in New York, and then you mentioned that you did some of it in Baltimore. So that's different for you.
Yeah, very different. Yeah, we recorded some of it in a closet in Rockville. we really did it everything with it that we could. I guess.
Is that because you were on tour that you wanted to work with certain people, or just a matter of time? Because it's a very cohesive sounding album for something that was recorded, in, as you mentioned earlier, in bits and pieces.
Well, I think we had a very strong idea of what we wanted to do, very strong instincts and kind of, you know, general principles, and we stuck to those. But it got recorded in bits and pieces because our label did what they could, but we didn't always have a ton of money, so we worked with whatever we could, and you know, Chris Cody and John Congleton are friends or friends of friends, and so they helped us and they squeezed us around other sessions, and it happened that way because it had to, but it's a coherent thing because we really knew what we wanted to do.
Well, it is a very beautiful record, and
thanks.
We're happy to have you here today. Are you ready for another one?
Yeah.
Lower Dens are live here in the KEXP studios, the record we're talking about called Escape from Evil.
Yeah.
Oh, so beautiful. Lower Dens live here in KEXP. There's such arresting titles to some of the songs, like that one and the first song that you played, and Escape from Evil. I'm wondering where that came from.
Actually, I have a good friend who is a great writer, and he helped me quite a bit with that stuff. We just sat around for a long time talking about what the songs meant, and he suggested things, and a lot of them fit right away.
To Die in L.A. also has an awesome video, and it makes me feel all kinds of different ways that I can't even put into words, actually.
Isn't he good? Cody from Shawnee is so amazing. He's got just one of the most, like, vivid, productive imaginations of anybody I've ever met.
Exactly. Well, I'm so happy to have you all here today, and I'm excited that you've got one more song, Lower Dens, live on KEXP. Dance live on KEXP. That was great. Jana, you got your aerobic workout in for the day. What a great way to start the day. Thank you all so much.
Thank you
so much.
It's great to see you. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.